that feel of people playing against each other in high school. So there's more emotion to it, I believe.
Do you think it's a game that's a little, it's one of those that coaches talk about that might be dangerous because they have so much to play for and you guys have everything to lose?
Never. It's another football game against a really good football team.
Yeah.
And if you overlook teams like that, you're going to be trapped and you're going to feel like a fool. So we're preparing just to, like we're preparing for any other team we face as good as we can, and we're excited to play Utah State.
And how do you think your defense will do against Chucky Keaton?
Chucky Keaton is very, very scary. I mean, we watched the last two or three times we played him, and he's phenomenal. He's a playmaker. One of those wins was very, very close by a small margin. The other one, Utah lost. So I think we've got a pretty good team here. But at the same time, Utah State is a good football team with a great quarterback.
Zero sacks, is it going to help if you get up that number a little bit?
I mean, sacks are always a big thing, but I think our D-line did a good job of getting pressure and causing quarterbacks to throw errant balls. That's what we're trying to do there. We love sacks. We want more sacks, but at the same time, it's making sure we pressure that quarterback to throw bad balls and get PBUs and interceptions for our DBs and backers.
Was the three interceptions a confidence boost for your guys?
You know, I completely agree. I think having three interceptions is huge. And coming by the DBs and our safeties and corners, they did a heck of a job of playing the ball and finishing. We talk about finishing all the time, and they did a really good job.
What was one good thing you saw from the linebackers week one, and what was one thing you need to work on?
I thought we did pretty well with our run fits of striking at the point of attack. Some of the other things we need to work on is just controlling ourselves, understanding when to be physical, when to strike, when to be violent. And I like what we do out there. I think Jared Norris, Gianni Paul, Jason Whittingham, we got some other young guys that they do a good job of becoming leaders, of really setting the precedence. So we just got to make sure that we maintain our heads, fit our gaps completely right, and we'll be fine.
Is it an emotional boost to have Dom back?
You know what? I'm excited.
Again, was it for the guys, though?
Oh, definitely. I mean, definitely. For coaches and for the players. I think he completes our DB spots and at our corner spot specifically. He does a good job. He's a great kid.
But also, he's one of those, you just mentioned some emotional leaders. He's a guy who's definitely an emotional player.
Yes, and it's great because the younger guys get to feed off of that as well. And you get a bunch of leaders on a football team, and specifically on our defense. I'm telling you, you learn how to be emotional, but how to keep it in contact to be a great football player.
When facing a dual threat quarterback like Chucky Keaton, do you think it falls mostly on the linebackers to kind of spy him, or is it kind of the whole defense to try to stop him?
It's a whole defense. You know, it's one of those things where if you just put one group of guys on him, he's going to make you look silly. And again, we've watched it over and over again, him just making these unbelievable cuts, moving around. Just he's Chucky Keaton, and he does Chucky Keaton things. We got to make sure we all do our job, do our 111th, and we keep him contained. And if we're covering, we make sure that we cover our guys a little bit longer.
One of the plays I kind of remember, I don't know if you've watched footage of the last game that Utah played, but Chucky kind of escaping, losing one of his shoes. Have you seen?
I did see that. The kid is phenomenal. Again, he's a special, special football player. He's a great quarterback. He'll probably be one of the better quarterbacks we face this year, especially with his ability to run. So we just got to make sure we keep our feet. We see a lot of diving and falling, where we just got to make sure we keep our feet, we finish with fingers, we grab cloth, and we don't let go.
And you know, is it? Do you worry about like having to have like a linebacker sort of wait and like try and contain him in case he does make that run? Does that take a linebacker out of your scheme?
Not really. You know, it's going to be, again, collectively, it's going to be the front seven to make sure that we contain him in the pocket. And we do a good job of doing our job. Again, we don't have anything that's going to contain him, just one guy that's going to contain him. We got to make sure we close in as a group of defenders, and that's how we're going to do it.
How much merit do you think sort of last week's footage against SUU kind of really gives this team? Is it, I mean, there's always so many first week things and issues and mistakes that sometimes get cleaned up?
It's good to look at the personnel, see what they got, but again, we're preparing for everything they've done in the past and maybe trying to foresee what they have something for us as well that's brand new. We're just going to keep on making sure that we're a sound defense.
Thanks. Thank